We've got something special here at Surge 105, not just for Toronto Maple Leaf fans, but for hockey fans in general. You may recognize him from Leafs Fan Reaction on YouTube, from many great videos, some heartbreaking videos. You may recognize him from Sportsnet. You may recognize him on TikTok. You may have some of his books, and maybe the new one called Hockey Rants and Raves. Steve Dangle Glynn is here at Surge 105. Mr. Dangle, what's going on? It's so great to have you in here in Dartmouth.
It's great to be here. Good to get out of the rain.
You just flew in from Ontario, so sorry for the typical maritime weather here in November of all
months. It's about the same back home. Don't you worry about it at all.
So some may call you the ultimate Maple Leafs fan because some of your reactions after particular games against those friggin' Boston Bruins have gone mega viral. Yep. I'm a Leafs fan. We've been through the pain. But you're an author, and you're here in the city for a specific reason. You've got some book signings tonight and tomorrow.
That's right. Chain Lake Drive tonight, and tomorrow, I think it's just around the corner from here.
Just down the Cirque.
Just down in Dartmouth here. The first book I wrote was called This Team is Ruining My Life, But I Love Them. My favorite thing about that is I'm wearing a Leafs jersey on the cover of the book, and I had to get the Leafs permission. And when I asked them for permission, they're like, so what's the book called?
Yeah, okay.
They have a sense of humor about themselves because they still let me do it. This book, it's not me, gazing at my belly button quite as much. It's Hockey Rants and Raves. Any bar, any coffee shop, any place you've ever been with your friends, your family, where you've ever had any kind of hockey discussion, who's on the goalie Mount Rushmore, who's the best player of all time, is it really Gretzky, or can we look at other guys fighting in hockey, a little bit about video games, a little bit about women's hockey, a little bit about actually going to the games. It's a lot of evergreen arguments that you'll hear everywhere, and it's just my take on it.
Yeah, it's your typical water cooler, I guess, around the draft beer kind of talk. And I mean, there's endless stories, right? Like, I'm sure you didn't have any trouble finding things to write about, right?
No, not at all. If anything, it was a difficulty narrowing it down. The goalie Mount Rushmore one is, for some reason, one of the pillars of the book that I keep going back to. It was the first chapter I wrote where I was like, all right, we really got something here. Like, most of the book is mini essays. Some of the stuff was easy for me. Like, there's a chapter called Leafs Lament where I talk about the worst Leaf losses of all time. So,
and there's a few of them.
Yeah, there's therapy in there for Leaf fans, and there's so much Schadenfreude for all the Habs and Sens and Bruins fans out this way. And I'm sure everyone hates the Leafs, right? Even Leaf fans hate the Leafs.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, man.
But goalie Mount Rushmore, it's very few people I've ever spoken to have the same list of four.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult. Like, are you going to be biased to your era? So, like, for me, I grew up watching Brodeur and Waugh and Hasek. Well, is it as simple as just throwing those three on the list and then picking one other old guy or something like that? And speaking of the old guys, which ones get overlooked? How do you gauge a goalie who had to play against 30, 31, 32 teams versus a goalie who only had to play against five? It's a lot of fun stuff like that. And there's no young looking down at old. There's no old looking down at young. It's trying to be fair to everybody. And it's, after all, it's hockey.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to win a presidential debate here. I'm just trying to have a good time with puck.
They sometimes get more heated than presidential debates.
Sometimes. Just sometimes.
Yeah. So you've been on your book tour in your home province of Ontario, but you're out here on the East Coast. And how great is it that, from what you started with Leaf fans' reaction in 07, 08, the dark years of being a Leafs fan. There's been plenty of them. But now you get to come out here to the East Coast and meet fans. I've seen some of my buddies post about meeting you either tonight or tomorrow. How cool is that, just when you hear that?
I hope I remember meeting them. I love it out here, dude. When my publisher, HarperCollins, first brought up the idea of coming out here, I think it was the chapters in on Chain Lake, asked me, I jumped at it. I came here for my bachelor party in 2014. My wife and I came here. Everyone I've ever spoken to who's ever come out here has never had a bad time. The only difficulty is remembering all the places that I've gone to previously. You know, because you guys have some bars.
I was just gonna say, do you remember where you went on your bachelor trip?
No, a few places. I know Lower Deck, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, everywhere. Yeah,
we did find our way into the Liquor Dome. We found our way out of the Liquor Dome.
Good, not in cuffs, hopefully.
No, but not for lack of trying. And a few other places as well. Tidal bore rafting. I know that's just outside the city. We drove around a bit. Went to PEI as well. I love it out here, dude.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot with rich hockey history. Some will say the birthplace of hockey, just down the highway in Windsor. But a huge thing. And you missed the Moosehead game last night. We were talking off air. They're in a bit of a rebuild year. But you're a hockey guy. I mean, any hockey goes, right?
Any hockey goes, and anything can happen any given night. You know, that's one of the things I wrote about in my first book. You know, I went to a game when I was a kid. Felix Potvin was my guy. That was my childhood idol. And we go to the game, and, you know, there wasn't Twitter back then, so we didn't know he wasn't playing, and it's Marcel Cousineau. And I'm like, well, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. Why do I care? And I was there for his first and only NHL shutout. And I loved it when I was a kid, and the more you know, I sort of mature here, I'm like, that's a special thing, that you get to be in the building, and you never know when you're going to see that. You never know when. Maybe you're going to be in the building and the Mooseheads are getting smacked 7-1, and who knows? Maybe they come back, they break a Q record. You never know.
Right.
You just never know, and that's the kind of naive, childlike ignorance you have to be a Leafs fan.
Oh yeah, I mean, who didn't give up when they were in the bubble against Columbus for a couple of minutes,
of
and then
course.
All of a sudden they're back in it.
Of course, and I mean, you all must believe a little bit if your jersey's, you know, not, you know, either in the giveaway bin or on fire. So you know, why not enjoy everything for what it is.
Steve Dangle at Indigo Halifax tonight. The old Chapters, they rebranded it. It's in Bears Lake, Chain Lake Drive. Chapters Dartmouth by Micmac Mall tomorrow. What do fans, Leafs, and all hockey fans need to know about this book and where to find you, really? On social media, too.
Hockey Rants and Raves. It's the nice powder blue cover with guys fighting on it, and it's got a grainy cover. You stroke it with your fingers. It's a beautiful thing. Show up at the store. I'll meet you, shake your hand, sign your book. I'll do whatever you want. I'll sign it for you. I'll sign it for your uncle. I'll draw a picture of Alex Ovechkin. That's something someone asked me to do. I drew a picture of a butt.
Okay.
Someone asked me to draw a picture of a butt. Two, actually.
Really?
They bought two copies. I'll take a picture with you. I'll honestly do pretty much whatever you want.
And where are you on social media?
Steve_Dangle on Twitter. I'm Steve_Dangle20 on Blue Sky, if you're into that. And most importantly, the mothership is the two YouTube channels. SDPN is my company. We have a bunch of different sports podcasts, mostly hockey. And my YouTube channel is Steve Dangle. Expect a video after every single Leafs game, yelling either happy or sad.
Do they play Saturday night? They play this weekend?
They do not, and that's a big reason why I'm here.
Ah, okay.
made it easy. They don't play till Sunday.
So no reaction at the Lower Deck?
You know what? Maybe I'll... they can put on an old game there, and if you get me in a good enough mood, I'll react to something that happened in 1993.
The good times. Well, until game six.
Yeah, well, you know, depends on the series.
That's right. Steve, thank you so much for hopping in here, and have fun tonight and tomorrow with your signings.
Thank you, Dylan. Can't wait.
Steve Dangle on Surge 105. Go Leafs, go!
Woo!